Hello and welcome to the Modern Fairy Sightings podcast, where we listen to people's fairy encounters. But take heed, we're not talking about winged Tinkerbells here. These are real fairies, real encounters that took people like you and I by surprise. Stay a while and hear their stories. My name is Jo Hickey Hall, and I'm a folklore researcher. Dear listener, I hope you're well. I am just recovering from a really awful virus. I wanted to share with you that I feel like we're witnessing the destruction of ego all around us. I don't know if that resonates with anybody else. This I'm seeing in individuals, powerful organisations, our leaders. Everything in this universe has a cycle, and you cannot stop the tide. As I've said before, to me, it looks like we're moving towards the heart, where instead of the focus being on ego, the focus is on how we feel and our place, our relationship with each other in this world and our relationship with the earth itself. The age of Aquarius. In order for that to happen, the ego has to die. Many are finding this a difficult process and it's also hard to witness so much suffering. What makes sense to me right now is to stay aligned with love and focus yourself towards whatever you love doing, whatever helps you bring love into this world. It can be an anchor for yourself and for others. It's helpful. I was recently able to get some original audio recordings off a very old laptop. These are voice memo recordings that I took when I first started interviewing folks about their experiences in about 2016 and early 2017. I would Skype interview back then and use my phone to record the conversation on audio, so the sound quality isn't great, but I'd love to share this one with you from almost exactly 6 years ago today. It's one of my favourites. It's a conversation with a guy from Brazil who had seen a tree man. I have briefly mentioned my own tree man experience, though never in detail. It's pretty much all here in this conversation anyway. The one he saw looked like a trunk walking, and it's such a funny image to hold. My own was very different, and the description of the stick man in episode 4 here in this podcast, it's called Mysterious Illuminations, is much more like the being that I saw. Note that in all three experiences, the strange gait of the being was notable. I hope you enjoy this conversation. I'll be sharing more interviews from the archive this year. If any listeners have seen anything similar, I'd be so interested to hear from you at scarletofthefae.com. I'll be back at the end for a quick chat.
This happened, and I mean, it was like the strongest experience, and it was maybe 1999, maybe 2000, something like this. And I was studying at a university here in Brazil, and I had this friend, and we were walking, like, let's see how far we can get into and not leave the campus, because it's a huge place. Honestly, huge. And after a while, you see almost no buildings. It's just woods or open spaces and so on. So we were walking. We have been walking for maybe 45 minutes or 1 hour, still inside campus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And it's really big.
A really big campus. Where about?
I can type you the name of the place later.
Yes.
It's kind of difficult, but it's in the Rio de Janeiro countryside.
Mm.
So we were just walking. It was really bright. It was day. It was after lunch, so it was probably around 2 o'clock. And the road was a dirt road. It had a bend like this. Or maybe two bends, like this, and then it did this again, like an S, an inverted S. And we were walking, and we saw, I saw what looked like a tree stump walking.
Okay.
And then when I looked at it, I didn't say anything. I was shocked. And it looked like the ants from The Lord of the Rings? The tree creatures, whatever, tree man. It was kind of like this, but small.
Okay.
So it's like a man made of a trunk. Pointing to a man, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it, and it walked with this weird gait, as if it were kind of rigid, but still walking. And I was shocked. And, what? And then it passed this bend in the S. And I didn't know what to say. And then I looked at my friend, and she looked at me, and she said, "Did you see that?" And I'm like, "Wow, what did you see?" And then she described basically the same thing.
Amazing.
And the weird part is both of us saw it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we weren't talking about this. I think we were talking about music. Or books, maybe. But most probably music. And after we passed our own part of the S, of the inverted S, we saw it again, but it wasn't a tree stump anymore. It looked like an old man. And he was looking at us like, as if he were kind of suspicious. And we didn't say anything. We looked at him and passed him by. And later we looked back and we didn't see him anymore. But it was really strange. It was like, besides the fact of the man-like stump or whatever walking, the way he looked at us was kind of, I think I slipped. I think you saw me. But I'm all right now. And I mean, we went on talking about it and walking a bit more, but yeah, so it's really simple. It's not a big deal. The stories I read were like, whoa.
You're so right. It's almost quite mundane, isn't it, when these things happen and people are just kind of like, did this really happen? And yet it did. And that's so interesting. I'm really particularly interested in the fact that he changed from the sort of trunk man back to a fairy or shifted. And how did he look how tall was the trunk?
Well, from a distance, mm-hmm. I'd say about a meter 60, something like this. That would be about 6 feet, I think. No, sorry. About a little over 5 feet.
Wow, okay.
About 60, but from a distance.
Yes.
And when we got closer to him, the man was a bit taller than that. It was about my height.
Okay.
I'm 175.
Wow,
but,
okay.
I'm guessing we had some, maybe, I don't know, maybe 15 meters, maybe 20 meters between us.
What did he look like? What did the man look like?
The man or before or after?
When he was a man, yeah.
He looked like he kind of looked like a knobby old man.
Okay.
But he was very thin.
Okay.
He was very, very thin with this kind of leathery skin.
Yes.
Like from working in the sun for so long, the area this happened in is very hot. The sun is very, very strong, always very hot, always very strong. And he was wearing a cap, like a baseball cap. It's really common here in Brazil. I think jeans pants and a shirt. Like really regular country person outfit. He wasn't, but his face was lined and leathery and kind of reminded me of a trunk.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yeah. This is, I mean, the one that I saw, I was also kind of an old man,
But he looked about maybe about three and a half foot, something like that. Like a sort of three-year-old child's, well, maybe 3 or 4 year old child size. But it was his face also was just really ancient and, you know, dark and leathery and lined. But the trunk that you talk about, I think that's really interesting too, because I did actually see like all I can describe it is a branch man made out of branches. Mm-hmm. And I did see that with some other people and we all saw it at the same time. There was three of us. Mm-hmm. On a beach, and we had gone down there to set a fire and kind of do a bit of ritual work together, but it started raining, so we stood underneath the cover of trees, and it was getting quite dark, so it was getting sort of, it was twilight, and next minute this man who was made of sticks, the main part of him was thicker. And then, but it was really like tall and skinny. And it ran down the beach, kind of the way that it ran was so funny. And so it's interesting that you noticed the gait as well, because the gait on this, you know, being, it was really comical. And we all looked at each other and said, did you see that? And it was just completely out of the blue. So to hear that, you know, there was a kind of shift between the branch man and sort of fairy is interesting as well. Yeah. Wow. So what kind of feeling did you get from him?
When I saw him from a distance, nothing. I just saw him and I was overwhelmed. But when I passed by the man, a general feeling of grumpiness, like I'm grumpy all the time. And it really felt like we had caught him at like unaware.
Yes.
Like he didn't expect anybody to be there. And he was really angry at it. Not angry, but a bit, I don't know, maybe angry is the word, a bit angry at us for seeing him. And a bit angry at himself for allowing us to see him in a certain way. So it was like kind of like we were intruding, you know, when you're trespassing and you get somebody doing something.
Yes.
And they're not happy.
Yes.
That was a general feeling.
And did you, when he was the trunk, and then did you see the point where he changed, or did you kind of lose sight of him and then see him again?
No, yes, we lost track of him because of this inverted S. It's like this. It was... should have done this before.
It's okay.
So it was kind of like this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
I can draw.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I've got it. I'm drawing it here too.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like this. We were walking here.
Yeah.
We were coming from here and he was coming from here.
Okay.
And there was another bend and then we could see him from here.
Yes.
When we got closer to this here and he got closer to this, we couldn't see him anymore.
Okay.
Because there were lots of plants and trees.
Mm.
Lots of plants and trees between us. So track of him completely for maybe, I don't know, a few seconds only. We walked opposite directions. So no, we didn't see him actually change or anything.
And do you know, can you remember what time of day it was?
I think it was about maybe 3 o'clock, between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was, let me guess, I think it might have been March or April. So that would be the beginning of autumn in Brazil.
Right.
But because of the place where we were, it's always hot and the sun was blazing hot. Now that I think about it, it was kind of, why are we walking in the sun? really, really, really strong.
Mm.
And really light. It's not like it was twilight or, you know, evening or any time when you wouldn't see him very well. It was very, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was about 2 or 3 o'clock.
And can you remember at all, did the sort of trunk aspect, could you see feet or limbs of any sort or a head or...
Yes, limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Some, not feet, but mm-hmm. Legs. Definitely legs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it walked like this, yes. Kind of balanced me. And it did have arms. I could definitely see arms, but mm-hmm. not hands. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any hands at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have a definite head. It was like the trunk went on,
yeah,
and you had like a facial features mm-hmm. in the middle of the trunk, but no, I don't think it had any kind of feet or hands, or I couldn't see them at least. Maybe it's as if the legs just turned into some kind of roots mm-hmm. or something like that. Not like the shape of a leg of a not like the shape of a foot like this, mm-hmm. but kind of like and it walked. Just putting the roots in the ground or on the ground, I was too far. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I always wonder about with these sightings as well is sort of what kind of place were you at in your lives in terms of sort of what was the relationship between yourself and your friend and where were you kind of emotionally? Were you particularly happy or were you frustrated about something or were you, you know, whatever? What was the feeling?
We were recent friends. We met at university mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. The first year.
Okay.
So we had known each other for maybe 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
We weren't like really close. And at the time I was 20, I was feeling kind of lost in mm-hmm. a way. I was 20, so I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. So I was basically at university to let's see if this works out. But I was, even though it was very hot, I was pretty happy because we had just had a good class.
Yeah.
And we're just walking and talking. So I wasn't ecstatic, but I wasn't frustrated or depressed or anything like this. It was okay.
It was, you're having a nice day. A nice day.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was a nice day.
And do you still keep in touch with that friend?
No, we lost touch many years ago. Because I quit the course and
mm-hmm.
ended up not talking anymore for a long time. Lost touch, unfortunately.
Did you talk about what had happened afterwards with each other? Did you sort of try and figure what did you both think it was? How did you both feel about it?
The funny thing is, we both described it. I mean, to each other, like the end I told you.
Uh-huh.
From the Lord of the Rings. I mean, the movies hadn't come out.
Oh.
Nothing like that. So only, this is 2000, 1999, something like this, probably 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't have this common imagery nowadays of the ends that you see in the films and so on. But it looked so much like the description in the books. And we tried describing it to each other and we were completing the sentences because we had seen the exact same thing.
Yes.
For sure.
Was it a male or a female friend? Was it a female friend, did you say?
Female friend, yeah.
And how did she feel about it? Was she frightened or elated or?
She was elated. We were both elated.
Mm-hmm.
We had this sense of wonder.
Yes.
Wow, was that, did you really see that? Was that true? and we both got the same impression that he was grumpy and he hadn't wanted us to see him, but he slipped or something like that.
That's great.
it's funny. We agreed on his appearance and on the feeling we got from him. We had the same impression. Definitely had the same impression.
Ah. Oh, that's really fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Have you found, have you told many people about it, or do you tend to sort of not tell people, or?
No, I tell people.
You do, yeah.
When the subject comes up.
Yeah.
The fairy traditions and so on are very European. We don't really have this kind of thing in Brazil. We have some mythology, but fairy stories like this don't really get around. So people don't really talk about it all that much. Most people think about fairies as the Victorian fairies. Because that's the popular image, and Tinkerbell and so on. But if the subject does come up, or if you're talking about, have you ever seen anything weird, anything strange, anything different? I tell people I'm all right.
I
don't mind. I don't really mind.
Well, maybe there are other people also. There could be other people that have seen him. And
yeah, I don't know. What I think is really interesting is there are other stories of these tree people or trunk people, whatever, right?
Yes, there are.
And what I think is really interesting is it's not part of any common Brazilian stories. I have never heard of anybody saying, you know, I saw a tree walking once. Never, ever. And I kept wondering about it. I was like, what, did some fairies migrate to the Americas as well or something like this? So,
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've spoken to people in different parts of America, and they have also seen things. In fact, one lady that I spoke to was talking about sort of walking through the forest with her husband and her child, and she was just having a really nice day. And her husband was kind of teaching her little boy about various plants and things in the forest, and they'd gone ahead a little bit, and she was just kind of thinking, what a, you know, beautiful place I live, and I feel so thankful. And then she said this tree suddenly kind of grew arms, and it was like it came down towards her, and she just was completely, you know, it was mind-blowing kind of thing. And there was that, but there's also been, I've read other stories also about tree stuff, but also with fairies showing themselves to people. It's okay. There have also been fairy sightings in America of actually kind of small people, and sometimes also small beings completely covered in fur. And it tends to be, from what I've gathered from people, then it's not always a good experience they have when they've seen something like that. So I don't know if it's a particular type, or so far there's not enough stories of that nature to you know, to figure out what that's about. But certainly there have been some quite, you know, horrible experiences, but this sounds like quite a typical actual fairy experience, I think, and where you get a sense also of what they're feeling, kind of telepathically, if you like.
I just remember another story. It's a short one.
Yeah, sure.
Because now that I think about it, I've seen a few times some things. Like there was this time, it was maybe, what year was it? Maybe 2005 or 2006, something like this. I was living in a different town. I was married. And we were going through a really difficult time, not in the relationship, but financially speaking. And all of a sudden, and then one day we got home, and there was like a half a frame of a painting, something like this. Like you have the frame has four sides, right? Mm. Two of the sides were left off, and two of these sides were in our garage.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got in, and I picked this up and I took it inside the house. I don't know why. And I just left it there. It was like I'll throw it away sometime later.
Mm-hmm.
But then things started going really bad. Like I fell and then I broke my foot and ruptured the ligament. It was really serious. And then our cat got attacked, and it had its leg was smashed. It had to go through surgery. Lots and lots and lots of things started happening that were really bad all of a sudden.
Mm.
And for some reason, something came into my mind, and I said, you know, I don't know why, I think we should burn this frame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, after my foot had healed.
Yeah.
And then she said, you know, I thought about the same thing.
Mm.
And we got, like, this fire with charcoal, and we threw it inside. And there was a lot of smoke. I don't know why, but maybe because of the painting. But all of a sudden, I saw this face about this size,
mm-hmm.
a huge face in the smoke, a complete face, like round, with really round cheeks. And you remember those old drawings of the wind, like the north wind and the south wind? It reminded me of this.
Yeah.
And I was astounded. I said, what? And then I asked her, did you see that? She said, what, the little rings of fire? What rings of fire? I didn't see any of that. And she had seen, she said, I didn't see this.
Mm-hmm.
She had seen lots and lots of tiny rings of fire in the air.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I saw the face in the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing is, the cat was doing really badly at this time. We thought we would have to amputate one of the legs.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything was going badly. And in a week, he started getting really better. We were both teachers, so we started getting more classes.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting. But I've never forgotten the face in the smoke. It was very impressive.
Yeah, that is amazing. And interesting that you were having a difficult time, because when people have had bad experiences with fairy and the like, it's usually when they're going through either a breakup or someone in the house is, you know, having a bad time with depression, or it always seems to be connected with that. It's almost like it's not necessary that you're going to have a bad time if those things are happening. It's just that where someone has had a bad experience, if you look at the situation at the time, someone close to them, if not themselves, is having a very difficult time. So yeah, that's I wonder who left that there in your garage.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I've always thought about it, and why was it there? And maybe things weren't connected, but you know, in like 1 week later, everything was getting better, really better. I had a friend who studied lots of fairies and fairy spirits and small people and so on, and I talked to her about this, and she said it was probably a helper or something like this that decided to, well, she did say somebody left it for you there, the piece, the frame piece.
Mm-hmm.
And this person didn't intend any good. And for some reason you got helpers that decided to, you know, give you a little push or something.
The face was maybe something that was you know, helping.
Yes.
That it was in a, like, an entity that had, yep. Yeah.
Something like this, yeah.
Yeah, and that would make sense, wouldn't it? It's interesting. It's kind of like only you could really make sense of that, mm-hmm. in the situation you were in. Yeah. And does your friend that sort of studied fairies,
mm-hmm.
are they still kind of interested in the subject? And
I don't know, like, I could ask her, because mm-hmm. She moved to the United States,
mm-hmm.
so we haven't seen each other in a few years, but mm-hmm. I think I still have her contact. I can ask her.
Did you tell her about the tree trunk one as well?
No.
Ah, no, okay. I'm sure she would have found that very interesting.
No, I didn't tell her. Why? I think I forgot about it for a little while.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, that's not it. When I met her again, and she was still living in Brazil, mm-hmm. it was after this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we were living in different cities. I was living in a small town, and she was living in Rio. Okay. So we didn't meet all that often, you know?
Yeah.
No, I didn't tell her this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. It's really useful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. But I'm really glad.
Yes. Thank you very much to our guest for sharing his great encounter. I really love the way he describes the being afterwards as seeming a bit grumpy, possibly for having been spotted. It's so fascinating to think of these worlds with all their different beings, a little like us, just getting on with their lives, their world sometimes crossing with our world. I wonder what message he had for our guest. Perhaps it helped him decide to leave his course. I also find it interesting that all three experiences, mine, the guest in episode 4, and the guest from this episode, witnessed these beings with other people present. That's an intriguing factor here. These beings exist out there. We just don't know much about them, but they've turned up in our stories via the Lord of the Rings and Stickman, the other being that people have suggested is Raggedy from Rupert the Bear. I'll be following this up with more research this year, but for now I'm going to sign off and rest up. I want to say a big thanks to my patrons for all their amazing support, and I've really enjoyed meeting up with you recently in the tea ceremonies and our ongoing Qigong course, which is just so perfectly timed. Take it easy too, everybody. Thank you for listening to the end. It's wonderful to look back and see how much this project has grown, and I can share these stories with you. Be well, and always remain curious.